It's the Sound of Texas 95.9, the Ranch. Cole Sheriff here from Last Call, hanging out with Mr. Carson Jeffrey. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Came all the way up from Cat Springs to chat with us, man. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Kitty City, Texas.
Kitty City, Texas. Man, what'd you call Mondays this morning on your Instagram?
Oh, Dummy Monday.
Dummy Monday.
That's right. That's my first one. We're going to try and start doing that, just sitting around talking on Mondays.
Man, so. I always like Aaron Watson, his tailgate.
Oh, his has been crazy lately. He's been getting after it.
Yeah, he's not afraid of nothing.
He ain't afraid of them, no.
Man, you've been hitting it a little hard lately.
We have. July's been crazy.
How was it, man? Tell me about it.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of miles all up, you know, Wyoming, Montana, and then the Pacific Northwest out to all the way to Spokane, Washington, mm-hmm. and all the way back.
All right, man. That's busy, man.
Absolutely.
You got a little break, went on a nice vacation, and you're back to hitting the ground running hard.
Back to hitting it this month. We're all over Texas this month, mm-hmm. and back to some of our favorite college towns around. You know, the College Station, Lubbock, Stephenville. So,
man, those shows are always so lively.
Every year, same, different kids, but the same energy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun, man.
A lot of fun.
When you're doing those college shows, what's kind of the mindset going into that? Because it's a little different from when you're doing, you know, say a theater show or a seated show.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the biggest mindset change is maybe leading up to it. You know, because
right.
you've played it for the past. You know, or I've played it for the past 6 years now, and all those towns, you're just thinking about them for the week before you get there, and mm-hmm. you're like, man, what can we do different, or what can I say on stage to really get the party going, and
yeah.
you just kind of think about them a little bit more, you know, than not to say that some of the other shows aren't as special. It's just that when you know you've got kids,
you're gonna have that.
It's a younger
crowd,
yeah. and you've got to put on your absolute best show for them.
They're there to party.
They're there to party, and they'll pick you apart. You got to be on your A game.
I love that, man. Real busy. How was Tannehill's?
Tannehill's was a blast. Like I was telling you earlier, those something about that crowd there. They like to party also.
Yep.
So it was a fun night.
Yeah, like I said, it's them tall boys.
It's them tall boys. Yeah, ain't no buckets there. It's just tall boys.
Man, when you're hitting the road as hard as you are, and you're going city to city, tell me about the importance of having a good camp around you.
Oh, it's crucial. My guys, one guitar player has been with me pushing 6 years now, and other guys, you know, almost five, and then four, and I've just kind of pieced them together mm-hmm. little by little, and man, they've stuck with me through. The thick and dang sure the thin, so
right.
It's
I've never known which one's better, the thick or the
right.
thin. But
I think you grow in both of them, but at the same time, it's sure nice. We all like good times, but the hard times will sure bring you all together.
Absolutely,
and, we've done our fair share of both. So, but they're great guys, and having them around is sure. I couldn't do my job without the you know not only them as musicians every night on stage, but just having their man. There's some characters.
Yeah,
they keep it lively. They keep you going.
Yeah, so. Man. Sometimes that road will drag you out.
It will.
And it's good to have, you know, your comedian and your voice of reason and all that on
yep.
the road.
And it's good to have guys with good attitudes.
Yeah.
You know, because all of my guys, they've been in this a while and they know how this works.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a hard road, and you got to have a good attitude when
yep.
you're out there.
Yep. Couldn't agree more with that, man. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on. You've got some really exciting stuff happening.
We do. Last year, we just camped out back in Texas at the studio, Western Wind Studios in Dripping Springs, and just recorded a whole lot of music and got our first single coming out this coming Friday. So
mm-hmm.
Need Your Love will be out.
And let's give you a little taste of Need Your Love right now. Check out this brand new tune.
One, two, three. You ain't too
than a little piece of land. But you want a bigger house, a bigger ring on your hand. Whatever I do, I'll never pay. No. Oh, baby, tell me why you gotta be so tough. I need your love like the cavalry needs a horse to chase an enemy. I need it like a bird needs a feather to fly. I need your love and don't know why. I need your love and don't know why. If I can't have it, I love and die.
All right, that is the brand new tune, Need Your Love. It comes out everywhere that you get your music this Friday from Carson Jeffrey. Tell me about making that song in particular.
You know, I wrote down a couple little pieces of some of the, I guess the first verse a little bit. And I don't know, it was just kind of a fun little tune. I think I wrote the chorus later that afternoon. And I was like, man, I don't know where this is going. And ended up writing the whole thing. And I was like, I don't know if I want it to be sounding how it is, like, you know, he's chasing the girl and everything. And I kind of rewrote it all where it was almost a whole different meaning to the song.
Right.
And I took it to my producer, David Beck, and sat there, and we were pre-production with it. And it's just me and him and an acoustic guitar. And we sang the song. We were trying to redo a couple things. And I hadn't told him about the first version of the song. And I was like, you know what? This kind of sucks. Like, this is not working. And he's like, I kind of agree. I said, but you know, I have this first version of the song that I wrote. It was the same chorus, but all of the verses were different.
Yeah.
And I just went back to my notes and I sang that whole song. And he's like, well, I don't know why we just wasted an hour. He's like, that's the song. That's the song right there. And so we didn't change anything. Went to the studio the next day and recorded it.
Awesome, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go with your gut. Man.
Yeah, I was trying to make it too pretty, and it's not it's more of like a funny song, you know? It's kind of
real catchy.
Yeah, it's just, it's not supposed to be too serious, you know?
Tell me about working with a producer like David.
David's awesome. He is just such a talented musician, and, you know, he's worked with some other artists before us, like the Drop Tines and some other guys, and that's how I found him, and become just one of our, not only my best friend, but all of my band's best friends as well. We love him to death, so he's awesome.
That's great, man. That's great. And then you spent the week or two working on the record, and you were able to bring your band in.
We did.
This.
Yep. I used all of my own guys, and we brought in a couple of extra guys. Brought in one of the Braun brothers there with on the fiddle for a
Very
little
cool,
bit
man.
On one of our songs, actually for the title track of the upcoming album. It's called Comancheria. Everybody's going to get to hear that first right here. We hadn't really announced it yet, but it's coming. And, for the title track, we brought in him, and he played fiddle on it, which was just completely awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, not every day you get to have somebody from Reckless Kelly come in and play fiddle on your song.
No, man, he's awesome. He's a legend. You know,
he's one of David's good buddies, so we got that connection. And we brought in a couple other guys for some specialty parts, but, right. I mean, for the whole bulk of everything, it was all my guys. So.
Tell me about what that's like, being able to bring in your guys. The chemistry is there.
Yeah. You can make some people mad, and they'll laugh about it a little bit, you know?
Right, right.
when you're in Nashville and there's session guys around, you know, sometimes you might be afraid to speak up and say things or whatever. But, man, when it's just you and your buddies and a couple of beers around and you're just hanging out in the hill country of Texas, I mean, it flows pretty dang good in there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I feel like the chemistry is already there.
It is.
You know, it's not something that you have to build up with these guys that you shook hands with for the first time, 5 minutes.
Because not only do they know not only they know my sound, but I know their sound, and I can already have them in my head before we go in there, you know.
Right. And you just know what works rather than these guys who, don't get me wrong, these session musicians are some of the best.
Oh, they're absolutely
incredible. That's the reason that they do what they're doing.
Absolutely.
But they heard your song and they learned it, and that's what they're going to play.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
There's
a lot more experimentation for sure when you got your own guys and you have a little more time to kill in there. So,
and I feel like those guys will, since they know you, they have no problem with saying, hey, why don't we try this right here instead of that, you know?
Absolutely.
So brand new record coming out before the year's up.
Yep.
That's exciting stuff.
Yep.
Man.
Comancheria is going to be the new album title. And we just had a lot of fun. It's just, you know, some some tall Texas tales and storytelling. I feel like it's the whole thing. It's a little bit more, I don't want to say singer-songwritery, because it does have some a little bit of rock and roll in there and some upbeat stuff, but at the same time, some more of the songwriting itself is maybe a little bit more of that, you know, songwriter style.
Right.
Just because it's telling a couple stories, it's not all, you know, heartbreaks and love songs.
Right.
Which maybe the next album will be, but this one's just not.
Hey,
so.
You know, I mean, it comes and goes.
It does.
The heartbreak comes and goes.
That's right.
Tell me the difference between making Fairweather Cowboy and making this new record. How have you progressed in those couple of years?
Oh, man. I mean, this one here, you know, it's some of my favorite songwriting for sure. Fairweather Cowboy was a blast. I mean, we spent a week in Nashville cutting that one, and loved the songwriting there too.
Mm-hmm.
But then this one, I feel like it was just a return home. You know, we came back to Texas, and I'm just a Texas boy, and I love Texas country music, and I feel like this is the most Texas album I've ever made. So that's just what it reflects. Love it or hate it, that's what it's going
to
be.
Very cool, man. Very cool. We are super excited to hear it. You just heard Need Your Love, the new one that will be available everywhere Friday. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
And then we are excited to hear you're putting two singles out for this record.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the second one.
Second one's called The Burnout, and I wrote it probably two, three years ago in Nashville, and co-wrote it out there took the idea out there with me just about being, at that time, I think it was right after we finished Fairweather Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
We were going around pretty hard on the road, and, man, we were just all tired. And not only me, but just all of the guys, and that's kind of just what it's about. It's about being completely run down and wondering what you're doing out there.
Yeah, sometimes it gets that way.
It does, but, man, it was just a really fun song, and actually one of the first ones we got to cut with David, so it was a fun time.
That's special, man.
Yeah.
That's special. You think we can get a little sample of that tune?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do that.
I wish I wasn't at a rundown motel watching Emmerichs roll down in. So I could get out of my head and forget about the things that keep me up this late. Oh. But I'm here I go again, running myself dead straight into the ground. I slap a headstone on and carve the name. Just burned out. It's been a long hot summer, full of blowouts and broken hearts on the side of the road. Just shake another hand, take another picture, and just get on with the show.
Man, that one's called The Burnout. You can listen to that one about a month from this Friday on September 5th, which the same night you're playing at the Blue Light.
That's right, old Lubbock, Texas.
Tell me about playing up there at the Blue Light. I mean, that kind of goes into the college towns that we were talking about earlier, but I feel like that's a different animal.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's one of the first places whenever I started playing music that we got to really go experience, I feel like, what this scene is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in college and stuff, just playing with friends and stuff, listening, watching these videos and listening to other guys go play, it's like, man, that's what you dream about, is going and playing for crowds like that.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I played the Blue Light, got off stage, and my drummer said, man, we play some more like that, we're going to be doing good.
No, man, that's a fact.
You play up there in Lubbock, Texas, those people, they'll show you a good time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
If you can make them happy.
If you can make them happy, that's a great point. If you make Lubbock, Texas happy, you can pretty much make anybody happy.
Yeah, totally agree with that, man. Well, congrats on the new tunes, the new record. We are very excited to hear the whole thing.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for all the support, and looking forward to putting out all this stuff. So
absolutely. Look for The Burnout on September 5th, and then Need Your Love comes out this Friday, the one that you heard just a little while ago. That comes out in just a couple days everywhere that you get your music, so be on the lookout for that. Carson, thank you for coming in, my brother.
Thanks for having me.